Gregory Wrightstone is my next guest here. Geologist, executive director of the CO2 Coalition in Arlington, Virginia. Best-selling author of A Very Convenient Warming, How Modest Warming and More CO2 Are Benefiting Humanity, which they are. Gregory, how are you?
Good. Really excited to be on with you this morning.
Good to have
just
you
as
here.
A point of fact, I'll be on with Dr. John Clauser, picking him up this morning to give a talk. He's the 2022 Nobel laureate in physics, and he's got he says quite boldly, there is no climate crisis. So you agree with the Nobel laureate. That's good on you.
It is, you know, but here's what's in my hand is a headline from just moments ago. The Biden administration set to finalize major gas car crackdown over warnings from the automakers and the energy industry. They're ignoring all of that to force people to buy EVs they don't want. They want 67% of the vehicles bought by 2027 to be EV only. None of this is going to work. It's going to destroy the automobile industry. And like Donald Trump says, it will be a bloodbath for automakers, which is exactly what he said over the weekend. He's right. This is a disaster that does absolutely nothing for the environment and does nothing for human health, does it?
No, and you just talk about the bloodbath in the industry. Just look at airborne-based Ford Motor Company. They lost $65,000 for every EV they sold last year. They took the EV unit, took a $4.7 billion loss in 2023. That's just unsustainable. And the problem is, actually, it's the reality is, people don't want to drive an electric vehicle for lots of reasons. Most likely, the drop in popularity or the sales. There's only a limited number of wealthy individuals able to afford an EV. That the average, if you drive it on the lot, the Mustang EV is $66,000. You know, it's just crazy. There are only a limited number of people that are able to afford it and really want to just spend that money in virtue signaling. Well, the rest of us want to go from point A to point B back again and be able to fill up our gas tank in 3 minutes, not 45 minutes.
Or longer, if you can find one that actually works as far as charging stations go. Across the pond, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, he's saying, look, I can't risk the future anymore. They're building gas-fired power plants. You know, just like China is the number one consumer of coal in the world. And they gobble that stuff up. We export coal to China so they can build solar panels and windmills to sell back to us. Makes no sense whatsoever. So we can have unreliable energy while they gobble up all the good energy. Rishi Sunak in the UK says, we're done with that. We're building power plants. You're seeing more and more of this, aren't you?
We are. But they're relying also in the UK and in the EU are relying on the United States to supply them with LNG, liquefied natural gas, from our vast reserves. We are the Saudi Arabia of natural gas. And Joe Biden has unfortunately declared war recently on LNG exports out of the United States. And the world needs our gas. LNG, natural gas prices right now are at near historic lows. And he's shutting down LNG exports. You know, United Kingdom's having to buy more expensive gas from Algeria, Saudi Arabia, and even Russia. It's unsustainable. Rishi Sunak knows that you can't power a nation and a modern economy on unreliable wind and solar. He blames it. He says, well, we need to have backups, reliable backups. There aren't weather.
How did we ever get here? Honestly, Greg, how do we ever allow these idiots, and frankly they are, to close all of our coal-fired power plants, to get rid of our gas-fired power plants, to allow us to sell coal and gas and everything, oil, to China so they can burn it, while we buy the products from them that are not reliable, that rely on child labor and child slavery, frankly? How do we ever let these idiots get this far down the road? Honestly, that's a real question.
It's because they're silencing science. They don't listen. They have to silence people like me and my colleagues at the CO2 Coalition that provide the information that shows that carbon dioxide is the miracle molecule. It's hugely beneficial. It's not the devil evil molecule. It's fueling plant and crop growth. We're breaking records year after year because of more CO2, and the plants need more. We're still not at maximum potential for plant growth. We're well short of that. We're actually CO2 impoverished. They bought the big lie. of a climate crisis when none exist. What they're doing is doing this as an effort to solve a non-existent problem. They're in search of a solution to a non-existent problem.
CO2 is the gas of life, Gregory. The more CO2, the more life there is on the planet. And they keep fueling all these lies. Oh, deforestation. The Amazon has more trees in it today than it did 10 years ago. Right? These forests are booming. The world is booming. Green things are booming, Gregory, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And we're not seeing deforestation. We're seeing reforestation. And the United Nations gets a lot of things wrong. But one of the things they say about endangered species is the greatest risk is habitat loss.
That's
correct. What's their solution? More habitat loss. Pave over grasslands and prairie with solar panels that are down half the time. Cut down mature forests. Put up wind. Don't call them farms. Industrial wind facilities. It's incredible. So what their solution is, we have to destroy the environment in order to save the environment.
Yeah, we're seeing that right now. We're seeing that right now. The Goshen plant, we were just talking about that earlier on the program, the EV plant backed by the Chinese Communist Party being built in central lower Michigan, where they're going to apparently cut down the trees that the eagle's nests are in, which is illegal under all sorts of federal law. But apparently it doesn't matter if you're building an EV plant for China in the middle of the Midwest. Anyhow, I digress. Real quickly, we've got about 15 or 20 seconds. Where is your event today with the Nobel laureate?
Yes, we're going to be holding in conjunction with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, and he'll be debuting his novel theory that's science-based, that clouds are the real controller of the climate's temperature. It's not carbon dioxide at all, and he loudly and proudly proclaims that there is no climate crisis. And it's hard to call the Nobel laureate in physics a science denier.
He's a powerful voice. Always appreciate your input, my friend. We'll talk soon. Thank you.